right, I want to kind of throw down some ground rules because I'm afraid this could get out of hand, and that's not the intention, but I guess it's not my business, but it is my business. We share our personal business here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, and something I think happened this past weekend, and I kind of would like more details. I think people that are invested in the show would like some more details, and I think you need to be part of this conversation at 833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539. Pork Chop, I would like to know, yes or no, were you on a date this past weekend?
Yeah, I was.
Wow. Now, if you're just tuning in to Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, on Thursday, Pork Chop announced that he was newly single.
I'm pretty sure that was on Friday.
Friday. So last week, he announced that, not that long ago, and then like a day or two later, he's out on a date.
Well, I will say, I know, I'm sorry that I announced it on Friday, but me and Chase actually split two, three weeks ago.
Now, okay, you keep changing.
Well, that's because time goes on, so the time is going to change.
On Friday, it was 2 weeks ago.
It was like two weeks and 3 days.
Three days later.
It's been 3 weeks.
Then let's do this. Liv brings up a good point, but I don't want the arguing to sidetrack us from the question I want to get to. How long, honestly, from when you broke up to when you went on another date?
I would have to double check texts, but I'm pretty sure it's like 3 weeks today.
We're going to say 3 weeks, Liv, okay?
Okay.
Even if it was only two.
No,
or
it
one.
Definitely
or one.
Was not two.
Or one.
My question is this. How soon is too soon to start dating after you get out of a long-term relationship? Pork Chop, how long were you together with your ex?
7 years.
That's a long time. I've been with my wife for 7 years. She doesn't like to publicly admit that, but we've been together for seven, almost married for four. 833-563-2539. How do you feel? Because you went out on, Saturday night?
Yeah, I did.
And how was it?
It was good. I mean, I feel fantastic. It went fine. I love that he said I look better in person than I do in pictures, which is extremely flattering to me because I feel like my pictures look better than how I do. So there's that.
I guess that's better than like... Wow, you look worse in person than you do in the photos.
No, and then his mom listens to the show like a lot, so I always I feel nervous. Like I have to be careful what I say.
Oh, she like a super fan?
I don't know about a super fan, but she listens a good amount. She's sweet though. I love her. When we were out, he was FaceTiming his mom and then like gave me the phone and I talked to her for a couple
minutes. Wait, on the first date you FaceTime with his mom?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. It's fine. It's whatever.
How long did you FaceTime?
I really don't know. My guess, maybe 10 to 15 minutes.
So what did you guys do for your date? I remember on Friday you were saying that you were excited to go to the fair and have a cute little fair date.
Yeah, I did want to... Well, when I had told you that, I hadn't actually asked him yet.
Okay.
So I asked him, I was like, hey, are you a fair type of person? And he was like, not really. So I was like, okay, totally fine. Like, no big deal at all. So we actually went out to a bar, a gay bar, which I don't really go to often.
Yeah. I was looking for that. I don't know if you followed our Instagram over the weekend, Radio Now AM show. I was trying desperately to find Pork Chop because I thought he was on a date. And I could not get anything from any listeners out there. So I was like, come on, help me find this guy. So were we close at all to catching you?
No, you were not close, Joe. I was downtown.
Oh, I was okay. I was not downtown. That's probably why.
Yeah.
All right. So you were at a gay bar and you normally don't go to gay bars?
No, not really. It was probably my fourth time ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I've been to a gay bar as much as you. And all right. I wasn't picking anybody up, but how did it go? Like, did you guys talk about anything?
Yeah. Well, no, we talked about a lot. He did have a friend there, which at first I thought it was weird, but I was like, you know what? I was cool with it. The friend was cool. And I told him I was getting out of work like at 8, but I actually got out of work earlier. And he's like, oh, well, I mean, I'm going to meet up with a friend. And then I was going to tell him I'm meeting up with you. So that was cool. Afterwards, we remember what we were just talking about before?
No, why are you giving me like a wink? Well, I don't know what this means.
Well, but just before we were talking about kissing.
Oh, yeah, kissing on the lips. Did you guys kiss?
Yeah, maybe.
Did you guys tongue?
Maybe.
Did you guys kiss anywhere besides the mouth?
No. I feel like I'm a really good kisser, though.
Did you guys, how'd the night wrap up?
So, okay, he was definitely slightly more drunk than I was. I have a breathalyzer, so I was responsible. Don't worry. I blew my breathalyzer. I was under 0.08. So we drove back to my house, but he was, I think he had maybe a little too much to drink. So we actually did just go to back to my house and go to sleep.
Wait, hold on a second. I don't know if you heard that, Liv. You were getting the phone call. They went back to Pork Chop's.
A sleepover on the first date.
It's fine. Everything was
now,
fine.
Listen,
you know me. I'm responsible.
No, I'm not saying that you're irresponsible. I'm just saying dang, that's a bit aggressive.
Now where did gay culture. Where did you? Is it? Are the gays just hella horny?
Dude, I said we didn't do anything.
I know,
you
but
just came over to my house and slept.
Not doing anything. I feel like that's. I just would never go home with the guy on the first date.
Were you guys in the same bed?
Of course.
Were you guys cuddling? Did you spoon him?
I mean, we both pretty much just fell asleep. Like, seriously, no
joke.
Did
anything happen?
No.
And then did you take him home in the morning?
No. Get an Uber or Lyft.
I mean, I guess he woke up around like 6 a.m. and wasn't feeling well, and he had called an Uber, and he went home.
What did you do to him?
I didn't. We drank. So, I don't know.
833-563-2539. There's so many questions to ask here, but I think the first one I want to get out there, and you can grill pork chop. By all means, I want you to help do your research, too, and ask any question you might have here. But the question is, do you think it's too soon for pork chop to start dating? I'm just worried about your overall well-being. I think you need some pork chop time, and that's just my opinion, but let's see what everybody thinks here. DJ, we'll kick it off with you at 833-563-2539. What do you want to say, DJ?
Look, Porkchop, you know you my guy, but I gotta ask, how long you been talking to this dude when you was in the relationship with Chase?
Great question, DJ. So I was not talking, like, so when me and Chase officially split, that's when I downloaded a dating app and I started talking to him maybe like 3 days later. So we've been chatting for about 2 weeks.
So you wasn't talking to him while you was in the relationship?
100% no. I will screenshot it. You can see the dates. I'm not that type of person.
DJ, are you not believing Porkchop?
I don't know. It's tough to let him stay the night at your house, too. You know, it's kind of suspicious. I don't know.
DJ, thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539. Lindy, hey, good morning. What did you want to say to Porkchop?
Hi, Porkchop.
Hey.
I just wanted to say that I don't think it's too soon for you guys for you to start dating because it seems like you and Chase relationship has been dead for a very long time.
Wow, she's
and
kind of.
I'm on your side because I'm actually in the same situation. I was in a relationship for 5 years and like I'm dating someone else already. We broke up in January and I'm dating someone else. I had to start dating like 2 months later because our relationship was dead for like 2 years.
I'm with
so
you.
So why wait?
I feel you.
Hey, Porkchop, did this guy bring it back to life?
I mean, yeah, I feel like I'm such a great passionate kisser after all that.
Lindy, thank you for calling in, and glad to hear you're in a good relationship, too. Hey, why don't you hang out, Porkchop? We got some more people calling in, okay?
Okay.
833-563-2539. If you got any questions for Porkchop, he's newly single. He went on a date this weekend. You can do that. Also, do you agree or disagree here? I know it's not my business, but it kind of is. Is it too soon for producer Porkchop to be back on the dating scene? It's been 3 weeks since he broke up with his ex. They were together for 7 years. I did not get any video of Porkchop out on his date this weekend, but, oh, man, I wish I would have.
Two things I wanted to say real quick. So I think he said he Googled, like, my name, and something that popped up was the talk bit we did months ago about me having bad breath. But
oh, yes, your breath was funky.
He said, after our lips were all close and personal, that I do not have bad breath, thank you. And one other weird thing about the date is, like, I feel like maybe twice he mentioned, he was like, hey, I feel like you and your ex are going to get back together. And he said after once, I was like, no, we're not. And then after the second time, I was like, look, like, do me a favor, don't bring up my ex again.
And did he not bring it up again?
Maybe one other time. Because we, you know, like I said, we were drinking. But I was like, no, like, I'm good.
All right, insecurity. There we go. 833-563-2539. Misty, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. I think it's too soon for Porkchop to be out in the dating scene after a 7-year relationship. What do you think?
I think y'all should leave that poor boy alone and let him date however many men he wants.
However many, she says.
See, yeah, here's my thing. It's not like me being judgy and judgmental to Porkchop. That's not it at all. I think after being with someone for 7 years, that person comes a part of you. And that's his first real relationship and his first relationship with a guy. So I think maybe he just needs to take some time to himself to make sure he is keyed in on who he is as a person and the kind of values and things that he needs to look for in a partner that didn't work out in his last relationship.
Thank you, Misty, for your call. Let's go to Hayden. Hey, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Does Porkchop need to wait, or is it good he's diving right in?
I think he should honestly wait about like a month until he even starts thinking about dating someone else because a 7-year relationship, that's kind of long and then just going straight to someone else.
You know what, Hayden? I'm going to kind of agree with you, too, because, I mean, just coming off it off the bat, if someone told me, yeah, I was in a 7-year relationship and I got out and I'm already dating within 3 weeks, I feel like that might be a little long, but I think it also depends on the person. I feel like I'm ready, so I'm good to go, you know?
All right, let's go to Vanessa this morning. Hey, Vanessa, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What do you want to say?
Good morning, guys. I love y'all. Two things. You know what? He wasn't in a straight 7-year relationship. If I'm not wrong, he said on Friday that they were back and forth a few times. Mm-hmm. So I think he's realistically like, oh, okay, he's looked at himself during those separations.
I said
and
that.
Then two, I'm a modest chick. I don't go home on the first date. But what did you want him to do? Leave the dude at a hotel or go through his phone like a psycho person?
How about
one of his friends?
How about Vanessa, instead of being naked in bed together?
I had boxers on and a white tee.
Vanessa, were you there? I think they were naked. I'm going to paint my own picture.
He
could have got him an Uber or Lyft home.
The only reason why I'm concerned is because, I'm not kidding, a month ago, Porkchop said that he would be marrying Chase and that he was probably going to be the first person to get engaged on this show.
To be honest with that, someone asked me on the spot and I knew, that's just how I answered. Like, I actually did not. You can even listen back to the audio. I'm sure you could tell in my voice that I really didn't feel it.
Okay.
I just said it because it was awkward on the spot.
Okay.
All right, Scott. Hey, good morning. You're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Is this too soon for Porkchop to be out on the dating scene after a 7-year relationship back on there in 3 weeks?
Well, I'm actually with Porkchop on this. I got just myself out of a long-term relationship just a few weeks ago. And I think it's important, you know, to kind of put yourself back out there, you know, not to dive right into something serious right away. But I think it's good for your confidence and your abilities, you know, to kind of stay in that scene. But I'm calling this morning, actually, because I have a little bit of a personal beef with Porkchop.
Ooh, yes. What do you got?
Did I message you?
Yes. So like I said, I got out of a relationship probably right around the same time as Porkchop. And so I messaged him on Instagram. I said, hey, do you want to get food or drink sometime? And he kept saying, sure. But he wouldn't set up a firm date or anything with me.
So he kind of ghosted you.
I'm going to have to go back and research here.
Well, how many listeners are you saying let's go out for free food and you are denying them?
Thank you.
Scott, you're not a piece of meat. I'm sorry about that. If I was not married and into dudes, I'd take you out in a heartbeat.
And you want me to add the cherry on top of the cake for this? So Porkchop was in Nashville the other weekend, right?
Yeah.
So there's a dating app, Grindr. So he managed to find my ex on Grindr, shoot him a message, and say hello.
Did I?
Oh, my God!
No!
All right.
Scott! You're thirsty,
hey, let's move
boy,
on to line
job.
5. Wow. Line 5 next.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, you thirsty boy.
You didn't want that on the radio.
Hey, we don't have to
you?
Put my whole
God,
life out
that's
there.
Amazing.
He's probably lying.
He's gonna he has to have like Grindr Premium to get all these conversations.
All right, line 5.
Oh boy. Chastity, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good. So, I mean, I'm kind of biased in this situation because I have the hot for Porkchop. But anyway, I honestly think he should really just go have fun, do whatever he wants. I mean, if he feels like he can go out there, that's cool. I just wouldn't get my heart involved. Don't get too many feelings in there, because then that's when it starts to get a little complicated with your previous feelings. Mm.
Are you in a relationship, Chastity?
No.
Porkchop, why don't you and Chastity see if there's something there?
Well, I mean, like, if the radio station wants to pay for a date as a bit or something, you know,
Chastity.
I'll go get some food.
Hey, if I could get you, like, a cheap date, like, $50 or less, that's about all I'm willing to spend. Would you go
100,
on it?
100.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Chastity. Porkchop, stop, like, pinning
Chastity.
Yourself out.
Hang on. First of all, I'm trying to set realistic expectations. If there was a connection between you two, there's no way you'd take her on a date more than $50 a time. So, Chastity, seriously, hang on the line. I'm going to put you on hold. Get her number. Let me talk to bosses in our sales team. Maybe we could plug a restaurant if they give us a gift card or something. Or
okay,
we have some trade possibly in the building.
What about the guy that I kind of, we want to go on a second date?
You're not
me
exclusive.
And the other guy.
You're not exclusive.
Yeah, you can date multiple people, guys, before you guys guys have the conversation of what you guys are.
I mean,
don't go bring them all of them home. I mean, you know, you want to be
no
clean.
Kidding. Yeah, no kidding. I can't take everybody that you flirt with on Grindr out to dinner, but maybe Chastity's got, you know, I don't know. Maybe she's hot. Maybe she's got boobs.
Well,
who knows?
Joe.
Oh, my gosh.
Women have boobs and guys don't, Liv. What do you mean, oh, my gosh? It's a physical.
That is not necessarily true. I'm pretty sure you have bigger boobs than I do,
Liv. Liv, anybody has bigger boobs than you do. That's not hard, okay?
Oh, my. This is too much. Are we going into the garbage here?
Oh, we certainly can. I thought we were dissing it right there. Chastity, hang on. I think you two are going to fall in love. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show.